We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So you got to go over here. It just looks ghetto. That's all I'm saying. That's the word, ghetto. That's that. I'm content. That's what it looks like.
Like, I don't think
it's
I could have
said
that.
Never happened like that.
I don't think I could have said that.
Ghetto?
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I could, but I don't. It'd kind of be unseemly.
Stop.
That's not. No, it's not.
I don't want to live in a world like that, to where you feel like you can't use that.
What is that? Okay, honestly, what does that mean though when you say that?
Like
janky.
Yeah, that's a wow, boy, Stoddy. That's it. Come on, man. You stay in your city, dude. You rep for your fan base, good or bad. And if you can't handle it, move. We're going to go all the way over cross country, out of the country, to play some games. That looks raggedy. And you see raggedy stuff in the ghetto. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Jose in Alviso? Alviso. Alviso. It's Alviso.
It's got to be a typo.
I think that's
Hey, what's up, Stanley? What's up, dude?
Hey, man, how are you?
So, I just have a comment about that baseball thing going to Montreal.
Sure.
What if that team ends up making playoffs and going to the World Series? That means that all the fans in Tampa are going to miss out on all that stuff. Wow. And Canada is going to end up hosting a World Series.
Oh. Great question.
I mean, I don't think that's fair.
Well,
that's a great,
Toronto's already hosted a World Series. But that, thanks for the call. I know it's different. I know it's different.
Oh, what about this? Do I need two homes now if I'm a player? Where am I sleep? Oh, you're going to put me up in a hotel?
That's the point. They're getting, these guys now can have two residences. How cool is that?
Man,
you know what else? Here's the,
on,
Here's the other thing. They probably can now have dual citizenship. That's kind of cool.
They just want to play baseball.
Hey, do you know, like,
happen.
So my,
I ain't falling
so
for
get
it.
This. My mom's.
My girl.
My mom's mother came from Italy.
Your great grandma.
No, my grandma. My grandma.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's mom.
Oh, yeah.
And so apparently I could get, like, Italian.
All right.
What's it called? Citizenship.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to do that.
That makes you feel good.
Yeah.
I'm all with it.
Well, seriously.
But you're smiling like, okay, you get doing.
No,
then
pretty,
what? What
well,
we
like,
got?
Like, we'd be talking and you'd be like saying something. And I'd be like, yeah, well, I'm a citizen of Italy and the United States.
Oh, okay.
It that would just be
you
like, how cool
more,
does that yeah. sound? Like, I don't want to actually live there. I just want to be able to say I have the citizenship. That's pretty cool.
Now, if you said you could talk in three or four languages, then
yeah,
I would be over
that.
Here impressed, right? But
yeah, no, I can't.
You being a dual citizen, that don't float my boat.
A great pickup line.
Wow.
Yeah. For the so, my advice to all the millennials out there, go get another country citizenship. I got to believe you'll be a...
I would love to hear your pickup lines back in the day.
I had none.
Dude, I had the greatest. If you come unorthodox, they worked. Like, Snotty, real quick. I'd be in a line at the movie theater. Excuse me. What shampoo do you use? And they would laugh like.
Oh, my God.
You know, but then that would make them look at my haircut. I'd have the good Chris line. So they would laugh. And then that's when you start the car. I need a book, man.
Packers played some games in Milwaukee.
That's not another country. I feel like a teacher at the chalkboard.
Text line said that Buffalo Bills had played in Toronto occasionally.
That was special and different. But it wasn't because, you know, you're hemorrhaging at the gate in your hometown.
All right, let's go to Saul real quick in Oakland. What's up, Saul? How are you, man?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good. So, Guru, I'm with you, man, but I'm half with you. Like, I don't see it that big of a deal, but I do feel like Tampa doesn't deserve a team.
Mm.
I do feel, though, that they should go to, like, PR, Puerto Rico. I feel like if you want infusion of, like, a country that already loves baseball, or, like, not a country because they're part of the United States, but that'd be awesome. I feel like moving them, I'm sure the fans would be rabid there to have a professional baseball team. A lot of the players already come from Latin America, so it would be like a good stepping stone. But is not really that big of a deal, I feel like. I mean, if they're not going, then it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Thanks, Saul. Appreciate the call. It's a good idea.
Puerto Rico, man, that'd be exciting. My whole thing is play all 81 there, wherever you're at.
All right. Let's head to Anna, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Annie. By the way, I'm in the works of trying to get a dual citizenship in Greece, by the way. All right, so what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Smart and Final. It's NBA Draft Day. The Warriors now have 3 draft picks after acquiring Atlanta's pick number 41. So Golden State holds picks number 28, 41, and 58. What should they do? What should they address as their top priority? Well, Steiny and Gruer will discuss. And our NBA draft coverage begins today at noon with Papa Mbonte live from Warrior headquarters at the Rakuten Center. They'll talk to General Manager Bob Myers today at 12:30. Then Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, and Matt Kolsky will take you through the draft. They'll be joined by head coach Steve Kerr in their show. Now keep it locked on 95.7 The Game for the latest NBA news. And the Warriors have reportedly discussed a delayed sign and trade option with Kevin Durant. What should the Warriors do? Steiny and Gruer will discuss. This update is sponsored by Smart and Final from Groceries. The club size of Smart and Final has everything you need for summer savings in one stop, plus the lowest prices in the neighborhood. Coming up, should we see more teams get behind this two-city concept? Ooh, I don't think it's too happy about it. I'm Anna Kagadagis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Best time of town, the Guru Johnson with you. Draft day. Golden State Warriors, 3 picks, 28-58, and they bought the 41st pick from the Atlanta Hawks. So right now they have 3 draft picks going into tonight's ball game. And I'm learning a lot about dual citizenship. Apparently the 925 says, guys, it's not that easy to just say I'm going to go get dual citizenship. I hope you realize it's much harder than that. Actually, I didn't realize it was much harder than that. So it sounds to me like I'm not going to get dual citizenship. But you know what? I'm still going to say I have it. Because it sounds cool.
Yeah, that's a weird flex. The kids say you're fronting.
Yeah, of course I am. Let's go to Rick in Berkeley. Rick's a former Expos fan. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on? Former Expos fan, also dual citizen. The Expos actually played in Puerto Rico for a while, though, a few years
ago. That's right.
The owner of Seagram's Gin, who used to sell booze to the Kennedys during the bootlegging days, just bought a big piece of land in downtown Montreal to try to build a stadium. So,
Wow. Very
viable. One of the best cities in North America. I actually owned a little piece of Montreal in Berkeley. We got a little Montreal restaurant here in Berkeley, California.
So what's it called?
Get a little taste. Augie's Montreal Deli in Berkeley. If you want to come get a taste of Canadian food and Quebecois food, fellas, I invite you to come on in. I'll buy you a beer and you can get a little taste and then go take the wives for a nice romantic trip to Quebec and to Montreal and have a good time. But Expos moving back makes a lot of sense. You get the Rays. Get the natural rivalry with the Blue Jays if they're in the AL East.
Nice.
That would make a lot of sense.
Rays versus Jays. Thank you, Rick.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about the city of Montreal. Nobody. Everybody.
I'm putting Canada in that, the whole thing. Nobody said anything bad about Canada.
It gets a little cold at times. Huh. Up in the Yukon territories.
We'll see how much Kawhi likes it here shortly. Oh, Canada.
Adam is on 580. Hey, Adam. How's it going, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Shout out to Don Lowe. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Warriors real quick. I think you guys are forgetting that building they built out in San Francisco, the Chase Center, is printing money. We are rich. I'm talking, we have already made $2.5 billion in revenue off that building. You don't think that the Joe Lacob's going to pay everybody? Let's go. I'll take it off air.
I don't think he's going to pay him.
That's how the streets are thinking, Steiny. Like, it's already making money.
it ain't even
technically open. But
this is the other thing that I'm like, okay, so right now the Warriors have been playing in Oracle Arena. All right?
All right.
Well, Joe Lacob's already spent as much money as he possibly can. You know what I mean? So when he goes to the Chase Center, he can't do any more. You know what I mean? Like, he's already done. He's maxed out. He's maxed out Curry. He's going to max out Clay. He's trying to max out Durant. I don't know what he's going to do with Draymond. What I'm getting at is, like, he's already doing all, like, he's already spending as much as he possibly can. So, like, I don't, well, when he goes into the Chase Center, he's going to spend more. What? He can't spend more. He's already spending as much as he possibly can.
Creating cash.
Well, so is Oracle, but not to the degree that Chase will.
Oh, I believe Chase is going to, you know, be phenomenal. So it's almost like when you get that big house or a mansion, you know, your PG&E bill is going to be high. It comes with it. So I feel like when you say, oh, they're in the red, he's past the luxury. Okay. It comes with it. You got you like he owes that to the city, to the team, to the fans to keep paying. Like it can't be we didn't want to pay Dre to Max. You know, money's like tight. No, not, you just opened up a new building.
Why not?
The cathedral.
If you don't think Draymond's going to be a good player in 4 years, you can't re-sign him. That's your responsibility to the fans. Mm. Now, I'm not saying Dre. I'm not saying don't re-sign Draymond. I'm saying
because I'm all about Dre.
If you have conviction. Pounds. If you have conviction, then you got to do what you think is right. Let's go to Hater Proof in San Francisco. What's up, Hater Proof?
What's up, fellas? Hey, I wanted to touch on the KD sign and trade thing, but really quick, hey Guru, using your analogy, there's a couple religions that are with the multiple marriages, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow, you're right. But yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't see that that sign and trade happening. The Knicks just don't have enough assets. Who are we going to pick up from the Knicks besides Knox? Who on the Knicks can we use to help our team? There's nobody. And Lacob is a smart businessman. He's not going to just, I mean, yeah, we love you, KD. Thanks for everything you've done, but we're not going to, you know, be put in a position where we don't get anything out of the deal. And I don't even think it's financially, we're financially able to do it, because don't we have to pick up someone that's within, what, 80% of Durant's contract?
Well, unless
that they're paying right.
Yeah, unless the team that you're trading with is under the cap to a degree where they can just absorb that salary, which is unlikely.
Yeah, I still don't see it happening, because they don't have who do they have on the team that we would find useful?
Yeah.
Nobody. We just
they got two. Thanks, Hater Proof. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, Knox is the guy. I can't imagine the Knicks giving up Knox.
Because you're trying like to build thing. Something, yeah. You know? But we can talk to her blue in the
Mitchell
face.
Mitchell Robinson, center type.
Moutier. Dennis Smith Jr. What,
there's the guy.
You like Moutier?
A little bit. I do like Moutier. He wouldn't be a bad third guard for this team.
He'll have some nights. But
here's my point. Yeah. If you replace Quinn Cook with Moutier,
oh, man.
You're better. Dude, you just got better.
Man. You've gotten a lot better, and I love Quinn. My point is, Stoudy, how exciting is this to you? Because I'm getting fatigued in regard to the possibilities. All it takes is Durant saying, I'm out of town. I don't want that. And then all this goes away about these. It's like a Rubik's Cube, and I can't wait for the 29th is what I'm trying to tell you, partner. That's all.
I think we're going to hear before then.
But, well, I'll be happier, but I'm giving the 29th to where earlier I'll take it, but it's so much going on. Like, we're going to know where Kawhi's going, and all then everything else will fall into place.
Eric in Oakland. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. I want to touch on a couple of things, actually. The first thing, you know, as far as Tampa Bay is concerned, the Rays, you know, if you're a young fan trying to root for a team, how would you feel if you knew that your team, if they ever had a shot, you'd have to watch the playoffs from your TV because you can't go to Montreal? I mean, I don't see how that's going to work. You should just take that team and just move them up there in the first place and give Canada a second team. That's the first part. The second part, you guys, we're all talking about the Warriors' perspective about trading KD and what could the Warriors get involved. Why would KD want to do the Warriors a solid? He's already done them a solid by coming here cheaper, winning two championships, sacrificing potentially his future by playing on a bum ankle. Why would he even consider doing that and weakening the team that he's going to go to by doing that in the meantime? It doesn't make any sense.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I agree. Well, I don't think it doesn't make any sense, but a lot of different pieces have to fit together, and there's got to be a lot of agreement on so much.
And then
he said, why would Durant do that? I mean, Durant's answer could be like, I have 57 million reasons. That's why Durant might do it. I don't know why the Knicks would do it. The Knicks feel like They've paid the price. They're going to offer Durant 4 years. They're still going to offer him 4 years. And I think the Knicks are saying, if that's not good enough now, just because you, I mean, it should be more than good enough now because you're hurt. We were going to give you 160 over 4 years when you were the best player on planet Earth. Guess what? You ain't playing next year, but here it still is. I don't know. Hey, what was the name of that deli in Berkeley? Some Augie's something?
It was long. But the guy, he sounded like...
Augie's?
Nah, it was not.
I think it was.
It was something, Augie's something, something deli.
Canadian deli. Or,
oh, yeah. You going tonight?
I might.
Right
tonight.
After the show?
Tonight.
Catch Bart?
I may. You know what? I got nothing to do today.
Look at you.
I got...
Now, if you were to invite me somewhere after you said you have nothing to do,
Augie's,
I would
Montreal
turn it down.
Deli. I'm sorry, come again?
After somebody says, I have nothing to do,
right,
and you and tried to invite me somewhere after you said you have nothing to do, that would be one where I'd say I'd pass, even if I didn't have anything to do.
Goo. Okay, let's try
it. Yeah.
Hey, Goo, I got nothing going on today. You want me to, how about we go out? I'll buy a few for you.
I'm a pass.
Really?
Yeah,
kid's I'm buying.
Got something going on.
I'm buying.
I might make it. That's a true story.
Apparently, Augie's Montreal Deli only open for lunch. I like those hours. I like those hours. Michael, San Jose. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't even like talking about trading KD. Like, he went out there and sacrificed his Achilles for us, put it all on the line. Like, I know he's a sensitive guy. I just don't even want this. I don't want this narrative to even start. I feel like we owe him a max deal, and I want him to never leave. That's just how I feel about it. Draymond, I want to keep Draymond, but you know what? Like, if we hit that max and we just can't afford him, that's the piece I'm willing to let go. And I love Draymond, don't get me wrong, but I'll let him go.
Thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate it. See, there's also, and I agree, the Warriors, they don't, the one thing the Warriors must do, I think, although they to say must is a little inaccurate, but offer the 5 years to KD. See, if they don't offer the 5 years to KD, that is much different than offering it to him and him saying, you know what, I am going to New York. Like, the Warriors can't be perceived as, you know what, you got hurt, see you later.
We're moving on.
So there's a scenario in which maybe the Warriors want, hey, KD, we'll give you 5 years. And he says, you know what, I'm just going to get out. I'm just going to go to the Knicks. And that might not be, like, that's not necessarily a death knell for the Warriors.
But KD's on record of saying, I've taken less, and he's trying to get all his chips, his Skrilla, on this contract. And that's what leads me to believe he's staying, or he'll sign that contract to stay here in Golden State, rehab, and then come back a Warrior in 2020 with Clay and whoever you get or whoever emerges, that's the ticket. 2020 in the chase.
888-957-9570. We're talking about KD's future. And this is the second part of what Brian Windhorst of ESPN said could possibly happen.
For lack of a better term, it would be a delayed sign and trade, you know, because this is the only way Durant can get 5 years and play elsewhere. And I'll just be honest with you, the Warriors going to this is a bit of a latch-ditch effort to not lose Kevin Durant for nothing. And what he would get out of it would be an extra $57 million.
Ooh!
Coming off of a devastating injury. He would be protected to get all of his money. Now, you'd have to trust the Warriors that they would actually work with you in trade, but it's something that has at least been discussed.
It's something that at least has been discussed. I don't see it. I just don't see it. It feels like there's too many.
And then the rehab portion, what is something, I'm rooting for you, Katie. What is something, there were complications, and come on.
Yeah, it's a really, really tricky situation for the Golden State Warriors. It's not hopeless at all. They still have Curry and Draymond, and Clay's going to be fine in a year, you hope? I don't know. I mean, this is interesting.
It's very. And then in the night, I'm so NFL'd out, I go to the drafts the first round tonight, and then the rest of, you go, no, Goo, it's getting done tonight. So, man, Warriors, I know right now It's a long shot, Stoney, but there could be some players and future stars that the Warriors pick tonight. So
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt
the percentages
it.
Are low.
See, this is
but
this
you
the
never
other thing.
Ever know.
You're right, but this is where I like. It feels like the Warrior fans. I shouldn't say this.
They're dialed in.
No. It like the draft. I think the draft was going to be important anyway. It feels like now people are like, "Wow, the draft is really important now because we don't have Clay and Durant." Well, I mean,
it's true.
Nope. You're. How much is anybody going to fill those shoes at number 28?
It's not their shoes. It's the guys that support, you know, next man up. It's those guys that you don't have the most confidence in or the guys that can't have the necessary skill set that Durant and Clay do. So now I'm looking at it. If I get drafted by the Warriors and I'm coming in, if I ball out, I don't got to be good as Clay. I got to be better than Quinn Cook. I got to be better than Jordan Bell and Demi and Jacob Evans. That's a reality. So you got guys that can surpass those guys in Warrior uniforms if they're still here.
I just can't stand when fans think you're going to be able to get a star at 28. It's just like, and I went through this last year with Jacob Evans III. People talked about Jacob Evans III on draft night like he was going to be a rotation player for the Warriors his first year. That's unrealistic.
You heard that?
Absolutely heard it.
So I got to be careful tonight.
I mean, I also heard last year Jordan Bell was going to be the starting center. Because they expected
See,
him.
It was there. I love Jordan. It was there for him, man, Jordan.
Maybe he's just not good enough.
No,
dude.
I get that. That's a reality.
We'll find out.
But
if you
my
score
point
off
is,
him, we'll know.
When this chapter ends and he's not a Warrior, he can never say, my dad or best friend, I didn't get the chance. He got an opportunity. Who's a big man coach for the Warriors?
He probably would have gotten a bigger opportunity in Chicago.
A whole lot of more L's.
Yeah, but more experience, right? Let's go to Javier in Vacaville. What's up, Javier?
How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Just want to make a quick note and a few quick questions. You know, ESPN, you know, and NBA writers that are on TV, they tend to have East Coast bias, and they see things in a different perspective in regards to they want to find a way to break up the Warriors because of the greatness. It seems like, you know, just from the outside looking in, whether it's true or not, the narrative always paints a picture of Clay leaving, KD leaving. But for them to mention this, KD being traded by Golden State with this ridiculous contract they've put up to help Kevin Durant but also benefiting the Warriors, it just doesn't seem plausible for the first player in NBA history to average 90, 50, and 40 in the NBA playoffs. Kevin Durant being a generational talent, like not like, you know, one of the best. Like, he is a man who's 6 feet 11, 7 feet tall, went for 35, 10, and 8, more or less, give or take, in the playoffs, and help the Warriors become a dynasty. And you're going to look at me and tell me Joe Lacob and Bob Myers have true competency. They trade Kevin Durant to who? The Knicks? The Nets? I can't even name roster players right now on this show that would even be worth mentioning to match half of Kevin Durant's talent. And you're telling me you're going to trade him away to get what back in return? I mean, Simons, we both watch the NBA. I mean, I know you do. I watch it consistently. There's not one player in the NBA right now that the Knicks or the Nets have that are even worth half of what Kevin Durant's talent is worth.
Well,
now, hypothetically, now James Harden maybe, but that's not happening.
Well, but Javier, it may be about, you know, your choices, and of course you're not going to get a Durant talent back, but it's what you're looking at is getting nothing versus getting maybe a little something. You know what I mean?
So he'd be doing this to help us, more or less, saying, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to do a sign and trade to help the Warriors organization? Is that what this more or less narrative is being created?
You know what? That sounds about right. And I'm kind of with you. I'm very skeptical of it too, Javier. It just feels like there's too many things that have to fit together that are just long shots.
And what I want to also know, like, you know, we're on the West Coast, obviously, Bay Area is right here, but like this whole, the Brian Windhorses and the Rick Buechers, even though he's from California, you know, the Stephen A. Smiths, Max Clemens, all these people that, you know, on the jump and they create these stories and on Bleacher Report and et cetera, like, it seems like every day they try to find a way for Kevin Durant to leave. Like, now I'm not saying somebody's leaking information, but how could it be so much rhetoric put out there with a consistent dialogue that they come on the air and communicate with their commentary? He's going here, he's going there. And whether Kevin Durant said anything, how could it be he's going to go there and this and that and everywhere else, but we haven't had any definitive type of feeling towards, oh, yeah, he really is going to go there, but it's every single
right.
day. Like, I'm not saying Kevin Durant has to say I'm going to commit to Golden State, but it's like, man,
all right.
we have free agency in less than 2 weeks, and all we hear about is you're going to go this, that, and the other.
Right.
It just sounds like a bunch of
Gotcha. I gotcha.
And you know what it is.
But, I mean, here's one thing that happens. Players text writers. The writers are texting the players now. That's how they communicate. So I don't know Kevin Durant's individual relationships with all these reporters, but I guarantee you Chris Haynes hits up Durant. Now what we don't know is whether, like Mark Spears said yesterday, Durant's quote-unquote gone dark, which is understandable. But gone dark just maybe means I'll text you back, but it's off the record.
I'm treating you all like fans. There's no inside.
Right.
You'll know when get the decision.
I think that's more likely what you're saying for sure.
Yeah. And real quick to the last caller, because he was passionate about it. It's not about a Bay Area bias. It's people were mad that Kevin Durant, as great as he was, came and got with the Warriors. And this is the same vitriol that LeBron faced when he was in Miami. So when you got a team that's so damn good, people feel like it's not fair. And with that, the media tries to tear you apart. And they couldn't do it with the Warriors. Injuries did it. And that's why they're all, without saying it, KD, please leave the Warriors so the balance of the betterment of the league and competition can come back. It's nothing personal, man.
415 says, need I remind you, Pascal Siakam was drafted at number 27. Yeah, you can find guys.
Draymond.
Tony Parker was drafted at 28.
Draymond at 35.
The percentage of hitting on number 28 is slim.
But
that's all I'm saying.
But if you...
If you what?
If you know, it was slim then, but nobody was hurt for the Warriors. But now you're looking at it like, basketball gods, you did this to us in the finals, and now we got this. Let us hit it 27. Let us hit it 42. Promise I'll pay you back.
How'd those basketball gods work in the finals?
Let's
go to Frank White in Oakland. What's up, Frank White?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for the acceptance of the call. First of all, these guys have played so much basketball to their bodies can't help but start to break down. Secondly, they need to try and pay KD, at least offer it. And if he wants to leave after that, okay, that's on him. But right now, KD is no different from Lakeup moving from Oakland to the city. It's business and just more money. And all of a sudden, now these guys really see when they get hurt, hey, on to the next person. So you got to get your money now.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, Frank, for sure.
It's not like the NFL, but yeah, because you know that's because they'll just drop you like a piece of meat.
Moose in San Jose. What's up, Moose?
Hey, fellas, I just got to say real quick, I know the last caller kind of, or the texter kind of commented on it, but I don't like hearing the whole, you know, 28th pick, you can't do nothing with it. You find more gems outside of the top 10. Look at the history of basketball. Maybe the top three players a little different, the Zion or the LeBron James, but you find more gems in the draft outside of the top 10 than you actually do in the top 10. The statistics will say there's, because there's more players outside of the top 10, of course, but there's guys out there. It comes down to the scouting. And I made a comment yesterday on Damon Bruce. I was saying, it's funny, everyone's talking about what players are going to get. I'm almost thinking, go down to the Spurs scouting department and try and, you know, those scouting department, there's no salary cap on what you could pay those guys. Those guys can. They seem like they can find some people. Let's go pay someone, throw a couple extra bucks at some of those, some of the guys in their scouting department, or look at the teams that do well in late rounds, and try to fish some of those guys over to the Warriors, and try to upgrade our scouting department. Not to say that Bob Myers hasn't done well, but we could clearly do a little better going forward for the future. Kind of curious what you think about that, and if that's even, is that necessarily even a logical response?
What do you think, Go?
I was just going to ask you, talk to me just real quick about Bob Myers and his scouting department. How many people does that consist of?
It's a great question. I would say they probably have, they got Joe Lacob, Bob Myers, Larry Harris, Kirk Lacob and Kent Lacob.
Okay.
And then I'm sure they've got a variety of scouts. Like Speedy Claxton, remember him?
Yeah.
He used to be a scout for him. I don't know if he's a scout for him anymore. Like, I don't know if he's still with the Warriors or maybe he went with Schlenk to Atlanta. I don't know. They don't have Schlenk. They don't have Jerry West. Larry Harris is the guy right now who I would say is the guy with the most information about college players. So, he's seen the most games, I would imagine, of anybody in the Warriors organization.
So when I ask you, hey, to anybody, give me a letter grade about the Warriors and their scouting department, yeah, it falls on Myers, but is there anything to supersede Jordan Bell or Damian Jones? No, right? So we judge the department by the player they pick, right?
Yeah, and now, you know what?
I mean, what else can you do?
Well, exactly. And I think if you look at it objectively, I think Myers has done pretty well.
And Kevon Looney. That's a hit. That's a home run.
Thank you. I mean, Patrick McCaw was a hit.
Oh man. He regrets what he did.
And you know, Jordan Bell wasn't a mistake. They paid the Bulls to take a shot at a guy at 40. It's not over yet. Right. Yeah. So, but even if he doesn't pan out, it's not a mistake. They bought the 40. Look, they like, so if they pick somebody with a 41st pick in this draft,
all right,
and he's not very good, that's not a mistake. It's just they went and got a 41st pick. They added another player in there to increase their odds that maybe they might
find
one.
Then what was Dre at 35, though?
That was an incredible pick, a once in a 10-year pick.
But they get credit for that, right? You got to – that's what I'm saying is you got to give them credit. Well,
Myers wasn't there for that.
Yeah, okay, got you. Well, or whoever drafted him. My point is, Steiny, so if they don't pan out, why can't I go in and say, damn, they missed out on – because they were just, by the number they were slotted?
Yes. Yeah. Guess what? The Pelicans are going to come out of the draft with a better player than the Warriors. I mean, and you know what? So are the Memphis Grizzlies.
But if we started, hey, forget the, if we go second round, then you could start seeing that the Spurs are getting guys that are contributing more than other teams in the later round.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Jacob Evans. Okay, he's a what is it? Incomplete.
No doubt.
Damian Jones at 30. That's a damn good pick.
I was just about to say it.
Kevon Looney at 30. That's a good pick.
Yep.
Harrison Barnes at 7. That year, that was not a terrible pick.
He's not here.
Festus Ezeli at 30 was a good pick. Draymond Green. Phenomenal pick at 35. Klay Thompson at 11. Great pick. That year they also picked Charles Jenkins. Remember him? I want to say Hofstra started a few games for the Warriors. He was the 44th pick. He's not in the league anymore. In 2010, this is a bad pick. With the number 6 pick, the Warriors picked Epe Udoh. All right, that's not a good pick. But now we're getting into before Bob Myers.
Well, let me just real quick.
Myers has done well with the numbers he's been given.
Udoh and Fetsis, what's the difference? Like, why would you say Fetsis? Because he's been injured. Ezeli, why do you say a good pick for that? For Fetsis.
Because he was clearly, when he was at his best, either a starting center or a very good backup. At early in his career, I mean, of course, it's a terrible pick now. He's not playing anymore.
And he had the Game 7 blunders.
That's not his fault. You're putting him in there as a rookie or second-year player? I'm not going to judge it against...
LeBron.
Okay, foul LeBron James. That was a good pick. Yeah. Festus Ezeli looked like he was going to be somebody who could really help.
He had a body, man.
I mean, look, Draymond Green... They ain't drafting Draymond Green again. That doesn't happen twice in a... lifetime. I'm sorry.
You can say that, but...
How about Monte Ellis? Monte Ellis was a 40th pick. So
damn.
That was a great pick. That was Chris Mullin. Fillmore Mike. Hey, Fillmore Mike, what's up, man?
Yo.
Mike.
Yo, what's good? How y'all doing, man?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. Per usual, y'all having a great conversation. I just want to harp on three things. First of all, the extra $57 million is why Durant will want to do the sign and trade. The Warriors can offer him the most.
Right.
If we do the sign and trade, he get an extra $57 million. So that's why he would want to do the sign and trade. And that's why, that's what the Warriors would benefit. They would get some players back. That's my first point. Second point is the Warriors have had unusual success Steiny. I think that's why we get a lot of optimism. You know, I'm an OG with the Warriors, man. So all these picks that have been Monte Ellis's, the Gilbert Arenas's, I knew Draymond would be good. Some players, I don't know what the scouts were looking at.
Right.
But when they watch the college game, they don't see the trend. Like Gilbert Arenas, you didn't see that he was going to translate to be probably better than Jay Rich. Like, they should have took Jay Rich. I mean, Gilbert at five. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
no, you can.
You know, we find players in the draft. We find players. Going back to your boy, Guru. What's your boy name? They used to play for the Rockets.
Nick Young?
No, they used to play for the Rockets. Back in the day,
Mario Elie. Yeah, there you go.
Mario Elie, Chris Gatling. The Warriors have an uncanny ability to find these diamond in the rough players, so that's where we get a lot of optimism from. And I completely agree with you guys. Also, one last question.
Give it to me.
When they say question real quick, Steiny, when they say all-day treatment, do they literally mean that the player is getting treatment all day? Take the question off air. Y'all have a blessed show.
Wow. Thank you. Not really. But basically,
you're at the facility all day.
I don't think so. But I know. But you're doing stuff at home, and you know all those kind of things. People are giving me grief about saying Azealia's a good pick, and so you give a pass to injuries. Let me ask you this: was Derrick Rose a good pick?
It was a great pick,
but he did not. He hasn't had a good career.
He got an MVP,
right?
Here.
But after that, he's. Now, I get it. Azealia didn't play much before he got hurt.
And then when he went to his new team, he wasn't playing for him because he was hurt.
Right. I do not. I think Azealia was a good pick.
Wow.
I just do. I mean, he was. Yes. Is it unfortunate he got hurt?
So if you get injured, you're not holding that against the player. Because to me,
I hold it against the
best ability is availability.
I hold it against a player, but it's like we saw enough of Festus Azealia in my mind to say, you know what, that's a pretty good pick at 30. Okay, it obviously becomes a bad pick if the guy never plays again in his career, but I don't look at it that way.
Somebody's saying Bob Myers from the 408 absolutely drafted Draymond.
I didn't say he didn't. I said the one before that. I said we were getting back into before Draymond Green.
Oh, you're right.
Let's go to Ross. Ross in Sonoma.
You said, my bad.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
What's up, man?
Just one question. Would any of the top five teams take the Warriors 28th, 41st, and 58th pick?
No chance. No chance.
Why would they do that?
That's just not enough.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks, Ross, for the call. Travis Schlenk was trying to use 10 and 8 to get the 4, and the Pelicans said no. So, you know.
Speaking of which,
not work, yeah.
How excited is your boy, Travis, to have the picks that they have?
He'd rather be higher. I think he'd rather be higher. He wanted a top three. There's no doubt about it. Although, what's interesting to me is it looks like he does want that number four.
So something can happen.
So he must.
Jack.
He must know something. I think he knows something. I really do think this is. Like, and I know he's with the Atlanta Hawks, but the reason we talk about him was because he was an important part of the Warriors organization. This is where he's really good, Schlenk, because nobody sees as much games as him. And you look at last year's Hawks pick, Trae Young. Think about that.
Trae Young balled out at the end.
Let's take a look at that one. Let's take a look at that trade. Doncic was the man.
Yep.
Everybody knew it. Schlenk really liked Trae Young. He thought Doncic was good too. But he just loved Trae Young because, you know, you might not like it, but there's similarities to Curry. He's got unbelievable range. He can pass like crazy. So think about that. So he's like, you know what? I'm not taking Doncic. I like this guy. He traded the rights to Doncic, and he got back Dallas's pick this year. I mean, that's a great move. I mean, it's just an incredible move.
Yeah.
And
now you gotta
And now he's got, and by the way, don't forget, he drafted three guys last year as rookies that were on the roster. Trae Young, Kevin Huerter, who started for him. He drafted two starters in the first 20 picks, and then had a guy named Amari Spellman who stayed on the roster, who was a 30-31. So that's why he's trading those second round picks to the Warriors. They just can't. They don't have room enough on their roster for as many role players, young players rather. Dr. Gavin in Tiburon. Hey man.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Just a quick statement. Listen, I appreciate your guys' intelligence and following the Warriors. But I think I keep feeling that there's this clickbait that keeps going on that people say, I've heard and I've heard this and I've heard that. And it's lowering the quality of the show. If you hear, somebody says, I heard this, I heard that. This is what Stephen Austin, some real idiots in the basketball world.
I don't think Brian Windhorst is an idiot. I think he's legit.
He's not an idiot, but Stephen Austin is. And there's some guys that are. You mean
Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, the whole daytime TV he's talking about.
Oh, okay,
about.
Okay, everybody. I got you.
Yep.
Sorry, Stephen Smith, but all I'm saying, look, I'm not putting you guys down. I'm just saying I keep hearing the same people that make a call in, and they're on the same five or six people are on every day. That's why I wanted to call in, because I'm a doctor. I'm a sports doctor. I work with kids and I work with sports. I understand injuries, and I understand the fact that Kevin Durant's going to come back 90% to 100%. I take.
Really?
And so I don't know why. I mean, New York Knicks are the low scumbags of the planet. So is the Nets. They're begging. They're begging for players.
Doc. Come on, it's
Doc is on a roll, Donnie.
Come on, Doc.
We ain't fond
Doc,
of New
I,
York.
Doc, I was with you up until the Knicks and the Nets are scumbags. By the way, I don't like that word. I really don't.
It gets to the point.
I don't like it.
Man.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, that covers the whole gamut. When you're a scumbag, you got no character out the window. None.
Let's finish up with Bubba in the city. What's up, Bubba?
Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Going well, man.
Hey, I have a really quick question for you guys. You know, we're talking about Myers and, you know, the talent evaluation, the scouting team of the Warriors. You know, I know a lot of these players. I honestly think a lot of this is really part of the Jerry West kind of legacy. You know, he's with the Clippers now. I mean, look at what he's done. I think he's got the Clippers in great shape. I mean, what do you guys think of, like, I mean, all these players we're talking about, Draymond, is this really a Myers thing, or is this really more Jerry West behind the scenes that really, you know, found these, diamonds in the rough?
I mean, that is the great question, and thanks for the call, Bubba. One of the things that Joe Lacob prides himself on, or says he prides himself on, is getting a lot of different input and then making a decision. So, look, back in the day, you know, if you ask, why didn't the Warriors make the Kevin Love for Klay Thompson trade? What you'll hear is Schlenk didn't want that trade. He didn't like it. Maybe Myers was ambivalent. Lacob, one Lacob may have wanted it. One Lacob didn't want it. But Lacob's point would be, we threw all that information in that Jerry West didn't want it. So they threw it all in, and they decided not to do it, not to make that trade. There were people that, in the organization that wanted to make that trade. Who? I mean, that depends on who you talk to.
They could be here or still gone. They could be gone.
Yeah, so, but I do think Jerry West leaving and Schlenk leaving, yes, that makes your front office weaker. I truly believe that. But that's just the way I think.
A lot of people love the doctor and his fire, and his disdain for New York.
I thought it was fun. He meant Stephen Austin too, like the dude in the wrestling that I don't like.
I don't watch wrestling.
Why not? I mean, I used to watch old time wrestling. I don't like the new wrestling now.
I watch boxing. Grown man in underwear. I'm all right, and it's fake.
Do you watch the MMA stuff?
If there's alcohol there.
You like it?
Like a party atmosphere, I'll watch it. Like I watched somebody with two guys were fighting right when we get out the stuff. I was one of those guys in school that watched 90.
Watch fights?
Yeah.
I like watching conflict and kind of staying out of it.
Well, stay. When you go to social media, you can see all these stuff, and you're like, this is not fake.
Oh, we got to get out.
Oh, man.
Pop and Bonte are next. They're live from the Rakuten Center with, get this, this is unreal, Bob Myers, 12:30, Dickie V at 1, Adams at 1:30.
Our guy.
Wait, they're getting Mike Dunleavy Jr. at 2:30? I thought he was going to come on this show at some point. All right. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.